I think we're up to Sin and Confused Gimel, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Take it.
Kasev Rambam, Beperaches Mehilchos Minu Safim Zelashon. The Yom Chamish Mitzvirus Omer, who Chag HaShavuos, who Yom Atzeres, on Kalashon.
The Yom Chamishim Mitzvirus Omer. Yeah, it's an interesting expression. Okay, so how does he take it?
Umashim Mitzvirus the Yom Chamishi Mitzvirus Omer, the Yom Chag HaShavuos, Eino Yom Shela Achar Gmar Sfira, Elohu Chelek Mizmana Sfira.
Okay, that the Yom, the Shavuos is part of Sfira. Okay, because it says, B'Yom Chamishim, Mitzvirus Omer. So apparently Sfira Omer is 50 days. Okay, go ahead.
ביום הרמישים של ספירס העומר הוא חג השבועס, ובאמס, דהוכי משהו פשוס המיקרו, ותספרו חמישים יום, שלא קוצו התורה תספרו מנטז יום, ומשמע, וגם היום הרמישים הוא מכלל ימי הספירה.
Yeah. So how is that possible? So why don't you say a Yom Yom Chamishim Mel Omer? What is it about Sfiras Yovel?
Shvinei b'Sfira the Yovel ba'emes kasev Torah parashas Vahar teisha rabayim shana. You only count 49. Abos Sfiras Omer kasev Chamishim Yom. Akavani yidigama Yom Chamishim hu b'chal Sfira. Ve'af shein tzofen asofet. That's true. You don't verbally count it. Mikol makom hu niyel yom hachamishim shel sfiras omer ayidei akiyim shel yantiv b'yom hachamishim.
Okay. Yeah. So what exactly does he mean? What does Ram mean? So the Rama means really you have to count 50 days, right? But the only thing is that in lieu of counting 50 on Shavuos, in the Kaddish the Yom. So Kedusha Sayom of Shavuos is in lieu of the count. So it's a different Maisa, but as a kiyum of a Maisa of counting.
But I mean, how does that work if it's not really counting?
What's that?
Can you just like celebrate Lag BaOmer with like bows and arrows and bonfires and not count it? And that will work instead of counting? Like, you know, you got to count. If you want to count, you have to count. How is being a Kaddish Yom counting 50?
But I mean, that's the Gzeiras HaKosov. That instead of counting on Shavuos, you should be in the Kaddish Yom. So the Kiddush Yom is mashlim the count.
Because that's part of the identity of the Yom, that is the Yom
HaChamishim.
I go for Venera. Venera, the Ram Holochitoso, the Sphere, like the Sphere, so Omer Gamas Manazahumidoraisa. Vim King, Ninsa del Olo, no Heges, Mitzvah Sphere. So it's always, Yumid Manazahumidoraisa, the Yom HaChamishim, Yasphere, Uchaga Shavuos. The Yim Behemet, the Sphere, he didn't be Karbana Omer, Venel Bizmana Mikdash. Lo yishach lomar di yom hachamishim uchag haShavuos, because there wouldn't be a sfira zomer b'zman hazeh d'oraisa. So how can you say Shavuos is the 50th day? Ach la Rambam olam uchag haShavuos hu b'yom hachamishim adin sfira zomer.
That's correct. So in other words, that being mekadosh the yom is being mekadosh the yom hachamishim. Okay, let's see what else does it say. Skip the brackets.
But Rabbi,
I think that's what he means. That he means that the Kiddushah being Mekadosh Yom counts as a counting. Counts as a Yom HaChamishim. That in lieu of a count, in Mekadosh Yom. But the Kiddush of the Yom is Mashlam the count.
In other words, you marshal them to count through the Kiddush Hayom. It's Gzeiras HaKosef.
But I mean, aren't you really just counting 49 and then being Mekadesh the Yom?
That's right, but the Kedushas HaYom has a din of Sfira. That's the Gzeiras HaKosef.
You mean you have to just demarcate the day? Is that what we're saying?
That's right. You have to set off the day. And once you have the 49, it renders the Kedushas HaYom a count of 50.
Rabbi, isn't you emphasizing that it's because the identity of Chag HaShavuos is the Yom HaChamishim that the Mekadesh the Yom could count as it could be in lieu of Sfira? Because that's the Mekadesh the Yom, that's part of the identity of the Yom. The Dora always, whether you know, Sfira is the Arise, so it's always the identity of HaShavuos is the Yom HaChamishim. By being Mekadesh, it's counting because you're being Mekadesh the Yom HaChamishim.
Yeah, what do you mean exactly?
I mean that the question that I'm just bothered by is the question which I think he's answered is that how is it just in being Mekadesh Yom? How is the Gzeiras HaKosef sounds arbitrary to think that has that, how does that count? How does that account? How is that in lieu of Sfira? I'm saying okay. Is that since okay. He's saying is that, okay.
So what are you saying? You're saying that the Gzeiras HaKosef is that it's 50 days. In other words, the 50 days. Counts by itself.
Well, the Kedushas HaYom of Shavuos is the Yom HaChamisha, part of the identity of the Yom.
Where do you get Yom HaChamisha from?
Torah.
When does the Yom HaChamisha?
The Torah says it. Not does it say?
What?
The Torah says.
Oh, the Yom Kippur.
It means Gzeiras HaKosef. I mean, you have two ways to go here. Either you could say it's Gzeiras HaKosef. That the Yom that Shavuos is Yom HaChamishim. How do you know? The Torah said, that's it. It counts itself. You don't have to count it. It counts itself as the 50th day. Or else you could say that the Kedushas HaYom is in lieu of counting. That's the Gzeiras HaKosef. But you have to take your choice. Whichever you're going to say is going to be the Gzeiras HaKosef. Either way you're going to say, you're never going to be able to make it, to bring it in line with that 50 is counting. You're going to have to say the Gzeiras HaKosef is that the Torah considers it the 50th day. Where, why, how, where, that's the Gzeiras HaKosef. That you don't have to count it, it's intrinsically counted. Or else you could say that the Kedushas HaYom is in lieu of the counting. But either way, it's Gzeiras HaKosef. Because there is no count. I don't see any other interpretation. I mean, you're gonna have to take your choice. I don't mind which one you take, but it's one of the two. I happen to like the other one, but if you want to say that the Torah counts as counted automatically, okay.
What do you mean it's counted automatically,
Robbie? It's automatically counted as 50. As if people counted 50. This day the Torah defines this day as the 50th day of the Sfira Somer. How, why? That's the Gzeiras HaKosef. You'll see some of the Achronim bring down. He brings down. Let's bring down the Achronim. All right, let's go further.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Just going back to a question that we had asked last week, I'm just wondering what impact, if you can still hold the same position. I think it was according to the Baha'i, that was the 49th day, and the guy did not count at night. We said there would be no point in him counting in the afternoon. Would we still hold that way, in lieu of the fact that the Chag HaShavuos is the 50th day?
I mean, if the Baha'i go like the Rambam?
Yep.
It would seem you'd have to count in the daytime.
Okay.
That's correct. I think we mentioned that. That's only if you don't hold. That's why I said, well, we have to reserve that until we get here.
Okay.
That's the answer. That if you hold that the 50th day is Chag HaShavuos, so it's all, if it's all a minyan, you're going to have to finish off 49. So you're going to have to finish it off in the daytime.
Okay.
Okay. All right, now he takes in contrast, he takes Rashi. What does Rashi say?
Achein, Rashi al Torah Parshas Emor, Pirish Lakra, the Tisbu Hamishim Yom, the Ad Hamishim Yom Tisbu.
Until the 50th.
Right, Ad Velo Abachla, the King Kastitos of Benachos.
Okay.
The Gam Harash, the Psachim, Sof Perak. Arab Sachem Amud Baza Lamalamonim Chamishim Yom. Why don't we actually count 50 like the Pasuk?
Oh, so there's a rush. Fortunately, we have a rush that goes very into the heart of the problem. Okay, go ahead.
Yesh Makshim. Kivan de Krok Amar Tishru Chamishim Yom, Lamayin Anamonim, Elamem Tes Yom, Vidokhi Nefarish Vachulu. Vili Nira. So the Rashi solution, we don't need these difficult answers. We better answer, even the Kazabek Rabadja, Shiva Shavuot Tisfalach, that really shows you only have to count 7 weeks or 49 days. And this for you, you don't really need more than 49. And don't ask Yakasha, the Pasuk says, count 50 days. That's just the way the Pesukim are. When it gets to a amount, a close to a 10, a round number, a nice round number, monos, it counts to 10. It just rounds it up. It doesn't worry about the fact that it's missing one.
Okay.
I think his case there, if I remember, is that it was by Malkus, Bar Miaken.
I bought me a canner, yeah. You're right, yeah, that's right. It rounds it off.
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Vine bein l'rashi, the kavani al-chamishim. Bein l'arash, the chamishim eagle ha-misfa'u. It's either whether Rashi just holds chamishim means lav daf ad v'lo ha-bechlal, or the rash, which is just a total rounded up 49 to 50. Ein yom chamishim b'chlal tzvias ha-mechlal, v'zevish delo g'shitas ha-rambam.
Yeah, I guess you can't argue on that. It's definitely not Shita Saramam. But their Shita makes more sense in plain pshat. Because you have a count of 49, which is actual. But the Rambam, you're going to have to maneuver with how that 50th day is counted. Is it counted as it exists at Kosov? Is it the Kiddush makes the count? I mean, it becomes very difficult. Okay, so skip the brackets. And take the paragraph that begins with V'ayin Hamikdavar.
And it's all part of the brackets, Rabbi. The brackets go until those days.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, the Ramban, yeah. I'm sorry, you're good. You take it, yeah.
Which paragraph? The Nira Nachmin Bezet, the Ramban?
Yeah, the Ramban, yeah.
Okay. The Nira Nachmin Bezet, the Yuim Be Ramban, Parshas Emor. Shekasa b'zel Hashem. Alkein tisbru chamishim yom. Sheyispor sheva shavasos, teisha v'arboim, v'kadish yom chamishim, anispar b'yado, moshan b'yovel. Zetam t'mimos, shetiena mechubonos, lopachos v'lo yoser. Shetam t'mim yiyu, sheyeser k'muchasar inotam.
Okay, v'luchor mu'ul mevor.
V'luchor mevor midvarav. Midvarav, v'she'im echad mosif al-minyan, m'kakas t'mimios. So if you add, it's just as bad as taking off. right? So Tarsus Shatvima, you can't add, you can't take off. In King, Yeshla Lomar Ode, Ma Lion Ode, Ma Din, Echad Shesiper, Shesafar Gamez Yomachamishim, and King Kilkal Taminyan. Let's see, he counts 50th day, keeps going. Does he ruin the whole thing? Rule al fi Rambam in kan kilkel shel minyan aval Rashi ve Rosh hu yaseh as a minyan.
According to Rashi and according to the Rosh, if they hold like the Ramban, you mean?
Right.
Okay, so what's the Ramban's idea? I guess we have to define the Ramban's idea. That what? He can't be most Valamian.
I don't understand how that would work. What would you be counting on day 51?
No, in other words, if he counts on Shavuos, if he counts day 50, then he'll kill the whole minyan. Because it means he should count Dafka 49, but 50 not.
But don't you need a chesta to count something? So I guess you'd say that Shavuos is like your count.
Well, Shavuos is going to be adding to the count. In other words, you're going to have 50 instead of 49. And according to the Ramban, if you do that, you kill the whole count. That emerges from the way the Rav interprets the Ramban. But I want to know, what is the basic understanding of the Ramban?
I'm struggling. Sorry, go ahead.
What is the Ramban saying?
I guess I'm struggling to understand the kasha, because if the count is 49, then what are you counting on the 50th day? You don't need to count something?
He's counting the day.
Yeah, but if I count day 51, that's nothing.
No, what do you mean? Well, is it nothing? It's a day. Maybe because you don't understand the Ramban to begin with.
So I guess that could be it.
Yeah, that's why I say let's try to understand what he's saying first. Because otherwise you can ask a lot of kashas, but let's try to understand what he says first. I don't mind if you want to read it over.
You want to read the Ramban again?
Yeah, just the first few lines.
He says, Al Kain Tisbru Chamishim Yom. So what does it mean, count 50 days? She Yispor Sheva Shabbasos Teshav Arbaim. Count 7 weeks, 49 days. The account is Yom HaChamishim Anisfar Biyado.
Anisfar Biyado. That's the key word, Anisfar Biyado. Kemoshon Biyovel. Okay, and that's his idea. So what kind of an idea is that? V'zeh tam tamimos. Shetiyena mechuvanos lo pachos lo yoser. How does he get that from there, from this interpretation? What is the interpretation that he derives that halacha from? That's tamimos. Ketam tamimim yu, sha yeser kmo achosur. Eino tamim. That it should be a complete whole entity, and the whole entity is 49. But what is his idea?
Can you just be saying that, Shavuos is like the perfect amount of time separated from Pesach or whatever, the Shtelach is a perfect amount of time from the Omer, and if you make it too short or too long, it's not the right amount of time separated from Pesach and the Omer.
Yeah, but is he just dreaming that up, or he has a proof?
Abby?
Yep.
I have a practical question. According to the Ramban, you count 49. You mekayim the mitzvah. Now when you count 50, it's l'mafreya, it's mevatel it?
That's right.
L'mafreya, it's mevatel.
Okay. Well,
yeah, I understand that, but you had the kiyum already, and now it's like being uprooted. It's a little strange.
That's right. That's why I say, but what does he mean?
Got ya. Rebbe, is the time period between the beginning of the Sfira and the 49th day the time period which relates the Shtei Alechem to the Karban Omer, so that that time period now has a characteristic of being the time period between the two Karbanos? So if now you count 50, then you're not, then it's no longer the, has that characteristic.
I don't get it, but it's even Shlomo's Mancha Beis Mikdash Kayam. Now, I think what it means is very simple. That what he means is that the count of 49 has a climax. In other words, there's a concept that, you, that the count has, reaches a climax. So you climax in 49. Because of 49, that you climax because the, you set up the next day for Shavuos. So if you add, you're taking away from the climax of 49. In other words, he's telling you a characteristic of a count. That sometimes a count has a climax. You're trying, you want to reach that point with the count and no further. That's what I think it means. And with that, I think all the kashas go away.
So although you do achieve that on day 49 when you count, you have not counted 50 yet, so you do reach that climax. You're saying that if you do count the next day retroactively, it disrupts what you achieved on the 49th?
That's right, because it's not a climax anymore if it goes on to 50.
So you have to maintain the climax, not in 49, but even on 50, you're saying?
That's right, because it's not going to be a climax if you continue.
Mm-hmm. Even though you had that kiyum on day 49.
Doesn't, it's the concept.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a matter of what comes first.
Gotcha.
Rebbe, what you alluded to the fact that Hanitzbar Biyado, I think that's where you're drawing the deer from. So what does he mean by that?
He means that a climax is ensures. Hanitzbar Biyado, that the count is the vehicle that creates the Yom Acham Yom Shavuos. So it reaches a, it has a climax of 49. When you hit 49, it's like you rang the bell. Bing, tomorrow Shavuos.
Mm-hmm.
End of the count.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've used the count for what it, what the purpose is. That's what I think it means. He's adding a new dimension to the count. A new characteristic, which is a characteristic of counting, can be a characteristic of counting in general. Depends on what you're counting. Like if you want it to be exact, so it's going to climax at the last count, at the last number. In other words, if you want to count to 49 inches, so if you want to make sure that you have 49 inches, so it doesn't matter if you go further. But if you want only 49 inches, when you hit 49, you climax. And if you go further, you kill the whole count. The count will be worthless because you only wanted 49. It's a mathematical concept or arithmetical concept.
Would it be proper to say that the Ramban is saying that there's a shame that has to be achieved?
Now, don't muddle it up. I think we have a good.
Mm.
No reason to be to add. I think we climaxed in the definition. So what do you guys say? Is it good or no good? Not that I think it's no good.
It answers my question. I think it's helpful because now it shows that, again, by counting 50, it undermines what you were achieving by counting 49. I think that's helpful.
That's what I meant.
Rebbe, so... On the record of the Rambam, when you count the 50th day on Shavuos,
Yes.
So you're just like doubling up. You didn't have to count it, but you're just counting it anyway. You're verbalizing what you didn't need to verbalize.
According to who?
Rambam. If you count
Rambam,
on
the, he doesn't
the
have
Rambam.
The, he has the climaxes on the 50th.
Right, but you normally don't count it. You just have Shavuos. But if you were to count it, it would still be okay. Isn't that what the Rav is trying to say? According to
that's
the Rambam,
right.
Would still be.
Exactly. I think that's what the Rav's trying to say, yeah. I think you're right. That's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say that according to the Rambam, it wouldn't matter if you count the 50. According to Ramban, you'd kill it.
Right, but let's say you according to the Rambam, you count that 50, and then the next day you do Yantav, like we do, the Yantav Sheni.
Now, Yantav Sheni is on.
I know, but you're keeping a day of Yantav. According to the Rambam, isn't that like counting? 51st day?
No, that's not counting. It's only Darabana.
The counting 51 wouldn't be Doraisa either. If you count, let's say you count the 51st day according to Rambam. That would be no good.
That's nothing.
If you count 51, wouldn't that ruin the whole count?
The count, the only count is 50.
If you count the 51st day. So you count the 51, that would ruin it. According to the Rambam, that would ruin it.
No, that's not true. According to the Rambam, 51 doesn't exist. You can't count 51.
Then why, according to Rashi, could you count 50?
What's that?
Why, according to Rashi, could you count 50 and that would ruin the count? Why don't you say 50 doesn't exist according to the Rashi and Rashi?
I don't understand what you're asking. I explained to Ramban the idea of climax. According to the Rav is saying there's a difference between the two if you count the 50th. That's all he's saying. Now you're asking me according to the Ramban if you count 51. But there's no such thing as 51. And there's no climax. Because it's not climaxing at anything. So I don't see definitively, I don't see what you're asking.
Why is it recognized, according to Rashi and the Rush, that when you count the 50th day that you've messed up the whole thing? Why is that recognized?
He's assuming if Rashi and the Rush hold like the Ramban.
Let's assume everybody holds like the Ramban, right?
He's assuming that because Rashi didn't say it. Rashi
didn't
give voice and opinion. I don't know how he gets Rashi and the Rush into this altogether. Might be a mistake in what he wrote down over here. But if he does, the Rav must have said if they hold like the Ramban. The main thing is Ramban.
Right. Assuming everybody holds like the Ramban. Ramban, Rashi, and the Rush. So they all hold like the Ramban, right? If you assume that. That's what he's doing here, right? He's assuming everybody holds like the Ramban.
I don't know where he gets it from. But why assume it? Let's leave Rashi himself. Let's just take the Ramban.
Well, what does the Ramban hold about the problem of 50 days? Is he holding like the Rambam or is he holding like Rashi? How is he interpreting Tisbri?
He has a different idea altogether. Different idea altogether. He has an idea that the 49 is a climax. It's a different position.
So what does Tisbri Chamishim Yom mean?
Tisbri Chamishim Yom means that it climaxes at day 50. Climaxes with 50. So in other words, 49 is Koveya the 50th, and that's the climax. So the climax is at 49, 450.
But you're learning this is like a third way to resolve the pasuk of 50 days.
That's what the Ramban seems to say.
Oh, I
take a look, read the Ramban.
I understand the way the Rav Shurkin is bringing it in here is that the if you hold by the Ramban, there's a nafkamina between Rashi and the Ramban. He's not learning it's like a third position. He's learning it's like a separate idea that can be a nafkamina whether you learn like Rashi or the Ramban.
Well, I don't understand. All he's saying is there's a nafkamina between the Ramban Svara and the Ramban. And if Rashi and the Rush learn like the Ramban, you're going to have a nafkamina.
No, I think he's saying there's a nafkamina between whether you hold like the Rambam or Rashi is based on the idea of the Ramban. There's nafkamina between Rambam and Rashi.
If they hold the Ramban, if they hold the climax.
Yeah, assuming everybody holds like the Ramban, that if you add an extra day, it's no good. You mess up the whole thing.
Because the climax is at 49.
According to them, that if you add an extra day, you're messing up the count.
Because you ruin the climax.
According to the Rambam, if you were to count 50, you're not ruining the climax because
50
is part of the...
Exactly.
But if you were to count 51, that would ruin it also, according to the Rambam.
No. Never. Because the Rambam is only a kid. There's only 50 days. That's it. After 50, the mitzvah is gone. There's no counting. There's no nothing.
So if the Rambam holds like the Ramban, that there's a climax, then wouldn't adding another day ruin the climax?
No, but it doesn't make sense because the climax is that it's Koveya the Yom HaMishim. There's no reason to climax at 50. You're not being Koveya anything. The Ramban sort of does not fit into the Rambam. Because you're climaxing for a reason.
So isn't saying that according
to the Rambam, you wouldn't be in the Kabbalah Dominion if you count 50? What's that?
Isn't
it
applying the Ramban's logic to the Rambam?
No, you can't. If you're doing that, you don't understand what climax means. In the Ramban. Ramban says a climax is because it's Koveya the Yom HaMishim. There's no climax in Yom HaMishim to be Koveya Chol. I mean, it's not nonsensical. It's like I do, like a tape measure. If you want to count 49 inches between two goings, I want it to be 49. So you're going to climax at 49. Because at 49, then you have to have the building.
If on Shavuos you counted 50, according to Rashi, you'd have a problem.
Why
would that be?
If he holds like Ramban.
Yeah, so that would be the problem. I mean, you're still celebrating Shavuos, so you're celebrating the Chag of Shavuos.
One second, there's a lot of noise here. Hold on. Yeah, okay, good.
According to Rashi, he's claiming if Rashi holds like the Ramban, then if you counted 50, celebrated Shavuot on 50th, and you said Hayom Tamisha, then you'd be, you would have
one
a problem.
Second. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
According to Rashi, assuming Rashi holds like the Ramban, right, the Rav is arguing that if you were to count on Shavuot itself, if you counted Hayom Chamishim La'omer, you'd have a problem. You'd undermine the whole count.
Well, that's what
Ramban
says.
Right. So he's saying it's, but that's even though you're celebrating Shavuot, but still, if you count an additional day, then
well,
you
that's
can be
Ramban.
On. Right. But yeah, then the Rav is also saying is that according to the Rambam, that's not a problem because the 50th day is. There is a count. There are 50 days.
There's no climaxing. There's only 50.
Are you saying that the Rambam can't hold like the Rambam? It doesn't make sense to say the climax flora and say 50 is part of the count?
The way the Rambam has it, it does not make any sense unless you figure out another kind of climax. But that's not what the Rambam says. According to Ramban, it makes no sense to say the 50th is a climax.
According to the Rambam, you're saying?
What?
According to the Rambam, it would make no sense?
No sense.
So why did you say Ulai Lafia Rambam? Ain't kind of
I don't know. Don't ask me a question, Ovash. You have to go by what makes sense. What's Ulay? Where's Ulay? How's that?
It's the end of that paragraph. He's saying he's not sure. Maybe according to Rambam, it would still be a problem.
Maybe according to the Rambam, it would still be a problem? So it'll feel around main con kilkulam shalminyan.
Great, it's only Ulay.
Oh, Ulay will feel around. It's not a safe tower.
You're saying is the climax, you mean you have to have the climax, and then after you reach the climax, then you're celebrating Shavuos? It can't be that the climax is on the day of Shavuos?
The climax is the purpose of the count. It should be this much and no more. That's what a climax means. I want 49 inches between buildings. So when I hit 49, I have to hit a building. So the climax is at 49.
Right, but you're saying you can't say that I have 50 days and on my fifth, no more, because the 50th day is Shavuos? So don't go any more than that?
Then you're going to have to say that 50 days, that it has to be, the next day is Chol. And the Torah wants there to be 50 days between the Omer and Chol, which is stupid.
But the 50th day can't be the climax. I mean, now you're saying the climax has to be before the Yom Tov.
Well, the climax, that you need this amount between, this amount and only this amount between the two. The two what? Chol? Doesn't make any sense.
No, but you could say the Yom Tov itself is the climax.
No, you don't know what to mean. You're confused in the word climax. I can't help you out. It's a conceptual confusion. You don't understand what I mean. The Ramban is clear. Using the word climax descriptively, not definitively. Like any amount could be a climax.
You're saying that the climax means it has to be magia to something significant.
Exactly. It has to say that there must be only 49 between these two entities. Okay, it's clear. Okay, go further.
Which paragraph? Do you want me to go to Bayes? You want me to keep going in the...
Take Vayim Bamikdavar.
Vayim Bamikdavar, Shabir, Shiyesh Bayes Din and Basira. The Iker Din Sphere, the Ta, who Rachman Fushyom. So the essential verbal Sphere is only 49 days. Midachsiv Bayes Shneipam Sphere, but it says Sphere twice. V'tzvat Nechem Sheva Shabbasa, Tispi Chamishim Yom. But the 50th day hold is really just internal. So the Hamikdash thinks he solved the Russian Tosis problem. Why is it Chamishim Yom? Is there really is a din of Chamishim Yom?
Belave.
Right?
You mean, right? He invented a new kind of a sphere. A sphere of belave. It doesn't make any sense. No Rishon ever had such a thing. Who is right. The Hamikdash coming along and making up a whole new thing from the Pesukim? All things nonsensical. The Rush didn't know it. Not a single Rishon has such a count. Not a Gemara. And he's making it up because it says Sphira twice. The whole thing is nonsense. I don't understand why I brought it down. Go ahead, Mavur.
Mavur with Var, Chedesh Atzim Mahalacha.
That's for sure.
As Yom HaChamish in Beliba, come over Sphira Zava.
That's crazy. That's completely crazy. I never saw a crazier job.
What is he alluding to when he speaks about the account of Azava? He gives the impression that that's also belief.
Well, he means that Azava has to be aware of the day.
There's a difference between being aware and actually doing a minion belief.
That's what he calls belief.
Okay.
He seems
He's trying to show there's halachic precedent for his idea.
Right. But I think what he means believe is to be aware. I don't think it means you have to, like, verbalize it in your head. But it's wild. I mean, am I right or not? That an Achron Shachronim is going to come along and learn a whole new pshat in the Pasuk himself that no Rishon ever heard, no Gemara ever. Why didn't the Gemara say? Why didn't any Rishon say? So what? It's completely wild. I don't know what's doing here.
If you mean just awareness, Rabbi, it's not as big a chiddush. Just saying you have to be aware that the divorce is the 50th day. So, I mean, everybody's aware of Rabbi Yotze, you know?
Well, I don't know if everybody's aware. I mean, a person might not have counted Sefirah, and he just makes the shuas. He doesn't even net across his mind.
Yeah, but then he's not Yotze, he didn't do Sefirah. And Hanami, I mean, he didn't do Sefirah.
Yeah, so there should be a Gemara. Rishon, somebody that says it. Let's take a look at the next try.
Okay. Ube Sefer Pekadosh leha Gritz Mivelajin. You know who's the Gritz Mivelajin, Rabbi?
What's his name? Tzvi. I don't know.
Okay. The parshas Amor, Mechadesh Beis Shebeizin Tzrichan Lispor Es Yom Hamishim. Kedei Lahakir V'Sem Mincha Shel Shtei Lechem. So he says Beizin has to count the 50th day in order to be makriv the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos V'Zel Shono. Aval Yesh Lamar De Perusha Shemikodem K'siv. The first it writes Lachem, which every single Jew, right? Sheheim Einan Tzichin Lispor Rak Mentes Yamim. So twice, each individual Jew only has to count 49 days. Avakan Ksiv Tishbu Chamishim Yom V'lo Ksiv Lachem. So right, the whole name of each individual Jew is from Lachem, but when it says Chamishim Yom, it doesn't say Lachem. Inei Zeh Lo Koi Ki Ma Bezin. So that's just on Bezin, like Yoga. Shehin Tzrichim Lispor Gam Yom HaChamishim. They have to count even the 50th day. They have a time. They graph them as a chadash l'Hashem.
So he's introducing a whole new mitzvah. Another one. A whole new mitzvah from the Chazal, not found in any Rishon, that the Bezin has to count, and he's making it up himself. Sounds a little crazy to me.
Does he assume that Bezin prior to this also had to count 49 days, or they only count the 50th day?
Only the 50th. He says, Lachem means Kol Yisrael. So everybody counts 49, and Bezin counts on the night of Shavuos. The Bezin has to convene and count, and nobody mentions this. Just sounds wild. But I think he's saying it's wild. Go further.
The Nimsa. The Bain Ladaka Shall Grits, Bain Daka Shall Kashna Hanitsiv, either moving to the Nitsiv and Amak Davar or the Grits. The Ishtim Asiyam Shall Sphere Agam Yom Hamishim. It really is a lot of counting the 50th day. O Belave, O the Bazin, Quarantine McDavar and Belave. Or you say it's the Muslim Bazin to count the 50th day. The Huchidish, so it's a nice Kiddish.
It's, and that's what I think it means, that he doesn't know like that. He does not buy it.
But Hukkah is a nice way of saying he doesn't buy it.
I think so.
Okay. Ach ein sham pekado shabir my time alonima the gam hayom achamishim bears me a spirit of Kol Yisrael. Explains why the 50th day itself is not a mitzvah of every Jew. The Zelashano?
I mean, let them all go on to the 50th.
Yeah, right. Why do they stop at 49?
And why do they stop and Bezin comes in?
Right. And did Bezin have to do it up to that point, or Bezin just did his individuals up to that point, and then they do it as a Bezin on the 50th?
It seems so, yeah.
Okay. Right, because, okay.
Rabbi, isn't there a halacha that Bezin doesn't convene at night? That's why we're not Makadesh the moon at night.
If I count daytime, right?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Right, maybe they do it in the daytime on the 50th day.
How can you do that? The count's not complete.
See, they didn't make a bracha.
Maybe they just don't convene for din, but this may not be din.
Yeah, that's what I'm not sure. Kiddush Levonos B'yom, right? I don't remember. Okay, go on further.
Okay. So now this is the Pekadosh Zashana. The name of Pasuk, Kodem, Ksiv, Sheva, Shabbosos, Tamimos, Tiena. Vapere, Shel Tamim, Lo Chaser, Vlo Yoser. No more, no less. Vizehu, Kladadah, Bechol Hashas, Kol Yasser, Kenato, Dami. That if you add, it's if you take away, it's not Tamim. Vim, Kol, Bnei Yisrael, Yisru, Chamishim, Yom. And if all Bnei Yisrael actually counted 50 days, Im Kain, Lo Yisimimos. So you're not going to have 7 perfect weeks. Kivish Kol Yasin Kanapta Dami. Because since you added, you're lacking the 7 full weeks. Once you add a day, you're missing a day. Bim Kain, Sarf Lomar. Shetisbru Chamishim Yom Koya Bezdin. Shehima Yisbru Bechde Lakrif. So it's like you want 7 perfect weeks, so therefore you can't count the 50th day.
Because it's climax.
Right. But Beis Din can count the 50th day. So they're not going to have to meet in 2 weeks, but they'll have 50 in a day.
Right. So you have the climax, and then you have the Chamish Miyom for the carbon. So their count is a different count.
Right, 2 separate counts, 1 for weeks, which is Klai, and 1 for days, which is Beis Din.
Right.
A little strange. Mavur Behajit, yeah, I mean, it seems against the Gemara that it's mitzvah to count days and weeks on everybody. According to him, it would seem the days is on Beis Din and the weeks is on Klai Yisrael. But, okay. Mavur Behajit, the sphere lay, Moshe Dikdakne Me'er Ramban, the sphere no sefes, Mikal Kelis, that's called Sphilim Afreyam, but if you add on, you ruin the whole thing retroactively. Vizela Shitaso. Da'adin shachamishim yo inashach klal la'mitzvah sfira shachol Yisrael. The lach of 50 days nothing to do with the mitzvah of on each Jew. Ach nira. Dilena hantiv. Hantiv whose svar was believed. The yom chamishim yesh din sfira believe. Yesh lomer David din echadim sfira shachol yamim. It's continuous. It's still one part of one mitzvah. Once on halacha of the mitzvah of the rest of the days. The benefit you made sfira yom chamishim yom.
That's right. Okay, so
he's
just going over.
Okay. Now we're going to
move on.
The Pekadosh, the mitzvah of 50 days would be a mitzvah on Beis Din alone?
I see. In other words, yeah, the 50th day would only be on Beis Din. So because if the Klal Yisrael did it, so there'll be Mekalkel.
So how do you know Big Klal Yisrael doesn't even count days? Maybe we just have to count weeks.
What's that?
You know, I'm saying, according to him, there's like 2 separate mitzvahs here. One is a mitzvah on Beis Din in 50 days, and the other is a mitzvah of the Sefartem Lachem on Bayan Klaisel of 50 of 7 weeks.
Well, Beis Din didn't count 50 days. They only counted the 50th.
But who says that Klaisel has to count days at all? Once you say Lachem is only going on the weeks, then why does Klaisel count
Lachem is going on the whole sphere, like everybody else. So yeah, that everybody has to count. 49 days.
It doesn't say Lachem by
days. Why should we learn that way?
Because it doesn't say Lachem by days. It just says Lachem by weeks. It never says Lachem by days.
Yeah, but it means days because the Gemara says Mitzvah min yomei or Mitzvah min shvui.
That's not because it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Isn't that where the Gemara gets it from? Because it says Yom and it says weeks.
Because it's right, that's right, because you have the expression of Yom. But that's a reboot.
Yeah, because Yom is a Lachem Beitin. It doesn't say Lachem. It doesn't apply to Kol Yisrael. According to him, there shouldn't be a mitzvah of days on each Jew.
There shouldn't be a mitzvah of days.
Right. I mean, it's against the Gemara, but I'm just saying the way he's learning it, that Lachem is only, wherever it says Lachem applies to Jews, if it doesn't, it's a Lachem Beis Din. There shouldn't be a Lachem of days, according to him, for each Jew.
I mean, according to the Gemara, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Good question. Well, I don't think the Rav buys it anyway.
It's creative, though.
Yeah, it is. I think that's why the Rav brought it in.
The Hukadish. It's very creative.
Very creative, but off the base.
Yeah.
Aaron, did you go further into base? Because I think he takes up this problem.
I don't think he's
done it, but... Not in this context, does he?
What's that?
Not in this context, no. About days not being under the count of Yechidim.
What?
About days not being under the count, under the context of the Chiyuv of Yechidim. That's only weeks, what Aaron's asking.
All right, so maybe we'll stop here. And take a look tomorrow. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the tour. He brings down all the shittas. I think there's 3 shittas there. So we'll finish up with that.
About how to count everything?
Yep. What?
About how to count on the days and the weeks and all that?
Yeah, right. Right.
You don't happen to know the Simon offhand, do you?
What?
You don't happen to know the Siman offhand?
It's right at the end of Pesach.
So okay, fine. At the end. At the end, yeah, fine. Good.
Good, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Rabbi.
Okay, guys.